Today on Maine Calling, community radio in Maine. If you want to hear a song you've never heard before in a genre you didn't even know existed, all you have to do is turn on your radio. That is, if you're lucky enough to live in a Maine community served by a community radio station, community radio offers a unique place for programming and voices that might not be heard otherwise. These independent, non-commercial stations are often run by volunteers and have loyal listeners. I'm Jennifer Rooks. Today on Maine Calling, we learn about the community radio scene in Maine and about the new Emmy-winning film about WMPG in Portland. Do you have a favorite community radio station or show? Maine Calling is just ahead.
Support for Maine Calling comes from Rennie's, a Maine shopping adventure throughout Maine. Now open in Bangor, Waterville, and Augusta. And by Maine Seacoast Mission, delivering health care, education, and support to islands and coastal Downeast communities. Learn more at seacoastmission.org.
I'm Jennifer Rooks, and this is Maine Calling. Community radio stations broadcast music and perspectives not available elsewhere in the media landscape. Today, we will discuss the unique role these stations play in Maine and about an award-winning film that highlights Portland's community radio station, WMPG. Joining me for the hour, Tom Bell, who is a filmmaker whose documentary, An Extraordinary Place, about WMPG, won a New England Emmy Award. Anella Linton is development manager at WMPG, and Matt Murphy, retiring general manager at WERU in Blue Hill. Join the conversation. Do you listen to your local community radio station? Have you been a DJ or a host on one? Send a brief email to talk@mainepublic.org. Post a comment on Facebook or Instagram, or give us a call at 1-800-399-3566, 1-800-399-3566. Welcome to all of you. Matt, have you retired yet, or are you near retirement?
Near retirement, end of next month.
All right.
Then I go back to being a volunteer.
Oh, okay. So you're not leaving WERU?
Not completely, no.
Okay. Well, why don't you kick this off with us with an explanation? I think a lot of people maybe know what a college radio station is, and that there is overlap, obviously. What makes a community radio station different than the other stations that you listen to on your dial?
Well, a big one is who's involved. Volunteers from the community doing music and public affairs and cultural spoken word programming. Local people who love the music, love community, serving the community, love the community, love issues, helping to make the community thrive, who come in, get trained on how to do radio, or maybe they did it in college, and then they present this programming to the community. So it's for the community and by the community. We have about 100 different people on the air. That's a really big thing. Non-commercial, like public broadcasting, and very flexible in terms of what we do. Very, very flexible. So
I was going to say, as flexible seems like a little too soft of a word.
Yes, that's an understated word for what we are. Yes.
Okay. You've used the word community several times, but I know both WERU and WMPG actually cover a really large geographic area. So, Matt, when you say community, what are you thinking about? Who is your community?
That's also very flexible, too. It's really anybody who is interested in participating as a listener or as a volunteer or as a contributor. Or as a guest on a show, a musician, or someone from the community, and making radio that is intended. Its main goal is celebrating and empowering community to thrive. So it can be geographic. It's communities of interest. We're not for everybody. We get that. But we also before the internet, our signal was in its area. And so it's the people living there and also the people who want to be part of that community. So it's, geographic and interest as well.
Anella, do you have anything to add to what Matt said about what community radio is all about?
I think for us, it's about our neighbors who are our neighbors. That's who our listeners are. We actually have global reach with our app, of course, the same as you and WERU. But it's basically our neighbors. We like to promote local music here as well. So we have a big passion for curating local music and supporting local musicians.
Okay. And both WERU and WMPG are a mix of music shows and hosted talk shows, right? I'll go back to you, Anella.
Yeah, we have it's mostly music shows for us. We have some community programs, some public affairs shows like Tom. That's how we met Tom Bell. He was hosting Let's Connect Greater Portland. So we have about six talk shows. Of course, we air Democracy Now! At 12 midday every day as well. We've got Community Voices for Change. We have Justice Radio. So it's primarily, I think, about 80%, 80, 90% music shows.
Okay. Well, Tom, Anella just partially answered my question, which was, how was it that you came to know about WMPG's community and decided it was the topic going to be a good topic for a documentary film? But how long have you hosted a program on WMPG?
I've produced a program about more than 3 years, coming in 4 years actually. And I was new to the station as a volunteer, and it was just such an interesting place with these strange characters coming in and out, and the atmosphere of the station was so visually interesting. And I was looking for a passion project to do, and I thought maybe I should do just a 5-minute little video about this radio station. And I had a very open mind. I didn't know much about the station or community radio, and what I discovered was so compelling. I ended up devoting a couple of years producing this film that ended up being not 5 minutes, but 42 minutes.
Yeah,
And
I know what that's like to start a project and have it grow and grow and grow. But Tom, your background is not as a filmmaker, though. I first met you when you were a reporter at the Portland Press Herald. So I'm wondering, I mean, it is a beautifully filmed documentary, and it has really sophisticated elements. And wondering, were you learning as you were filming, as you went?
Exactly. I had some knowledge of skills, and as I'm going, I'm developing new skills. And because I really love the project so much, it caused me to take some training courses and really up my game, because I was committed to producing the best quality film I could make.
Okay, Matt, I saw you raise your hand. What would you like to say?
Yeah, another a really important aspect of community radio is the highly localized control of the stations. Many are completely independent of other institutions. Those that have other institutions or bigger institutions like the University of Southern Maine is that, WMPG has this great synergy there. We're not connected to anything bigger, and so very, very independent. So a lot of community radio stations are very independent, localized control, very grassroots.
And I want to talk to you a little bit about the history of ERU in just a minute. But first, Tom, we're going to hear a clip from your film. And this is so fun. You feature, among the others, DJ Bobby Shaddix, who sings the weather report to the tune of popular songs. Let's listen to Bobby from your film.
Mostly sunny, highs in the mid-60s, and then on Friday night, partly cloudy, lows in the upper 40s. Saturday, a chance of rain, it's gonna be likely. I can see you, you got your radio on, I see you tuning in to your favorite songs, baby.
This is an example of where radio doesn't do that justice, right? You've got to see DJ Bobby Shattuck in action to really appreciate that karaoke weather forecast.
He does that every single week. His show every Wednesday at 5:30 to 7. And I was with Roger McCord, another cinematographer at the station, and this was totally impromptu. I said, Roger, I'm busy interviewing this man. Why don't you go in and get some shots of Bobby? I think he does something like singing with the weather report, I heard. And it was totally unscripted. He does this brilliant performance. I didn't even see it. And then later on, I'm editing the film, and I see this on my screen, and I'm just blown away. And suddenly this project, I'm like, this is not a 5-minute video. This is going to be a major documentary project, because I was so enamored by Bobby and some of the many of the other DJs we were interviewing.
And I'll add to that, you know, Bobby, you know, what the listeners don't see is Bobby does this every single week, and he puts a performance in that the audience can't see. He really gives everything. He's down on his knees, and he's like, hands are going, and he's punching the air as he's singing his karaoke weather report. So we tried to publish some of it on video on Instagram, but the listeners don't see the full Bobby performance, the DJ Shacks.
Yeah, so we don't have a film yet about WERU, Matt. Would you say that the folks who are your volunteers rival WMPGs in personality?
Oh, well, yeah, I think, I don't know about rival, but compliment. Community radio in general around the country, I mean, lots and lots of character and creativity. And it's really, it's over the top in a wonderful way. I'm having everything I can do right now not to sing my responses after listening to Bobby. So
feel free.
All right. Maybe later.
So Jennifer, I just want to add something. I wanted to make a film that would appeal to people who are maybe not interested in WMPG or even community radio, you know, something that people in California might enjoy. And I think why the film has been successful is that it speaks of sort of a need I think people are feeling society right now. I think loneliness is a very big problem in America, people feeling isolated. We've heard about the decline of third places, like the local cafes where people would gather of different generations or economic backgrounds. And I find with WMPG, this community, it's kind of invisible, but it's a real community, and it brings people together who have a passion for music. And so what the film does, it makes this invisible community visible, not only to the large audience, but actually to the DJs themselves, because they were able to kind of see all of them together in a film. And I think that's why people are responding to film so much, because they feel they see a community that it bonds together from different backgrounds, very diverse, and it's they're inspired by it.
And one of the wonderful things, Tom, is that anybody can watch it. It is right now streaming on Maine PBS, on Maine Public's streaming service. So, and even the updated version is up. So our folks, my colleagues, scrambled to get that up before today's Maine Calling program.
In addition, also go to YouTube and just search An Extraordinary Place. It'll come right up.
Okay, well, Matt, I just learned, and I can't believe I didn't know this because he is one of our favorite guests on Maine Calling, that Noel Paul Stuckey was the person who founded WMPG. We have so many calls coming in. I'd like you to give me the short version of your history lesson. I mean,
sure.
WERU, excuse me.
Noel was of the group of people that brainstormed and worked and everything. He's the super famous one of this crew of all these volunteers and different people who were involved at the station getting it started. So it was in Noel's hen house, a chicken coop across this in Blue Hill Falls, the hen house. And that's where it got started. Noel was a big driving force, and other people, David Snyder and Jim Campbell and a whole other group of people worked together. And with, you know, Noel really brought notoriety and energy and to it. And that's really great.
He's like the
great.
Folks, tastes like the granddad. So folks who think WERU has been there forever, the answer is no, it hasn't. Only since the 80s.
Only since 1988. May 1st, 1988 went on the air.
Okay, that's wonderful. Well, right now, Rachel Albury is calling in. She's a board member and longtime volunteer at WRFR in Rockland, and she helped start the Maine Community Radio League. Thanks for giving us a call, Rachel.
Hi, thank you for having me on. I hope I sound okay because my hearing aid's been interfering with my phone.
You actually sound okay. Can you hear me okay?
Yep, I can. Thank you. I'm so okay. Glad that worked.
Wonderful. So I understand that you've been volunteering at WRFR for a long time, and WRFR is a little bit different than WERU and WMPG in that it's a low-power community radio station. What does that mean exactly? Does it just mean that your broadcast signal doesn't go very far?
Well, as a station similar to us in Belfast says, we broadcast with, like, the power of a light bulb. We have about a 5-mile radius, so we really reach a little bit outside of Rockland, but not, you know, too terribly far. We used to have a second signal that brought us, you know, past, like, into Lincolnville and Camden more, but really we can be heard in Rockland and some of the islands, because even though they're far away, because there's no hills between us, you know, it goes right over the water, so
great.
North Haven.
How do you view your role in your community?
I think I try to be a mouthpiece, you know, so if people are doing something important for the community or if they're an artist or a musician, I like to give them a platform.
You were one of the founders of the Maine Community Radio League, and this is, I understand, a group that's pretty new. Explain what it is and why you formed it.
Yeah, so this came from conversations with me and Matt at ERU. We kept bumping into each other at community events, and we were talking about radio. And, you know, that it'd be nice for everybody to connect because we all have a lot in common and a lot of shared values between people that volunteer for radio. So Matt brought in Vic Fredwill with WBFY in Belfast. And Vic has really done a lot with this group because he really brought a lot of people in, and we're sharing resources. We're sharing, you know, local artist information so we can play local artists. We're sharing shows so that if there's a brand new radio station, they can use our shows to have content while they get started and get new DJs. So it's been really great and just supporting each other because we're not really competing with each other. As low-power stations, we're not competing for, you know, sponsors and things like that. And also for, you know, shows, if you're airing a show and it's only playing on a 5-mile radius, if another station plays at another part of the state, then that show gets heard there too. So, you know, we want to share these.
Well, Rachel, Vic has actually called in. So, Vic Treadwell, thank you for calling in. Vic's from WBFY, and as Rachel mentioned, that's in Belfast, right, Vic?
That's right. WBFY, yeah. We broadcast for you with the power of a light bulb.
Ooh, you have the classic radio voice. Vic, tell us, you know, what you would add to what Rachel has to say about the importance of community radio in your community.
Well, not a whole lot. I mean, not a whole lot to add. We try to support local musicians by playing their music as much as we can. We have about 30 volunteers doing shows of one kind or another, and then as we also carry some shows, as she mentioned, from other stations, one from Eastport, one from Rockwell, one from Harpswell, things like that. The station was originally set up by the City Council of Belfast. And we get a serious grant from them every year. And in return, one of the things we do is we live broadcast the city council meetings every other week, things of that kind. So, yeah.
Well, Vic, thanks for calling in. I understand you're celebrating 10 years on the air.
Come December, yes. December 16th, we will be 10 years on the air. And I heard the comment earlier about there being all kinds of characters, and it helps bring them out. A number of our people have interesting on-air names or even avatar characters, including myself. For example, I do a cowboy and western swing music show in which I become DJ Thunderhead and start talking in a Texas accent and so on. So there's a lot of that going on. And I would like to mention that we've been helping WRFR through the Community Radio League. I mean, not RFR. WRCP, the news station in Reedfield over near Augusta. So we've been giving them some of our music collection and some of our collection of local musicians that we pass around through the Community Radio League so that they have some shows and some library to start with.
Wonderful. Well, Vic, thanks so much for calling in. Vic Treadwell calling in from Belfast, one of the founders of the Maine Community Radio League. Rachel, before I say goodbye to you, if someone is listening to this and there is not a community radio station in their community and they'd like to start one, what's your advice?
Oh, probably to connect with Vic. So if Vic's still on the line, he can share his email, or they can go to WBFY's website.
He's not, but is it an expensive prospect to start a community radio station?
Well, I wasn't part of the process of starting one, but I imagine it could be. We were founded by Joe Steinberger, who you originally invited on the show, and, you know, my understanding is you probably did that out of pocket, which probably was expensive. He had a property, and he put the station in the garage, so he had to buy the equipment and get the licensing and everything. So it was really a passion project of his to do it.
Well, Rachel, thanks so much for calling in. Rachel Alberry with WRFR, based in Rockland and with the Maine Community Radio League. We'll be right back. Welcome back. This is Maine Calling. I'm Jennifer Rooks. We're talking about the role of community radio in providing independent, non-commercial programs to people across the state. Joining me, Matt Murphy, who is the soon-to-retire general manager at WERU, Tom Bell, a former newspaper reporter whose new film about WMPG is called An Extraordinary Place, and it is an extraordinary film, and Anella Linton is WMPG's development director. Share your comments and questions. You can send us a brief email, talk@mainpublic.org. Post a comment on Facebook or Instagram, or give us a call at 1-800-399-3566. On the line now is somebody who appears in Tom's film. Pablo Sebalyan is a DJ at WMPG. Pablo, tell us about your background and what kind of show you have on WMPG.
Oh, hello. This is Pablo Sebalyan. I am originally from Mexico, so I am Latino, and I am working here now as a teacher teaching Spanish at a high school, and I also volunteer at WMPG with a show whose name is A La Vista, and what I do on my show is I explore ideas about identity through music. That's what I do.
What has WMPG meant to you?
Well, you know, I think I said it on the documentary in this little segment I was in, and thanks to Tom Bell for allowing me to bring my voice into this documentary, which is really beautiful. Community means to me being seen, you know, and also having a space and an opportunity to contribute with my creativity and with my ideas, and to bring to the table what I am as a human being who was brought up in a different culture, but now I'm here and I'm building a new identity that carries on the roots of what I was, but also creating a new one. And to me, community is finding a space where I can be seen and also thrive, you know.
Beautifully said. Pablo, thanks for calling in. Pablo Cebullon is a DJ at WMPG. Another DJ at WMPG, a substitute DJ calling in, Mel Shapiro. Hi, Mel. Thanks for calling in.
Hi, Jennifer. Thanks for having me.
I'm wondering, as a substitute DJ, does that mean you have to try to figure out the genre of who you're filling in for?
Yeah, that's part of the fun of it is, well, you know, it depends on what who you're subbing for is asking. Some of them will say, you know, go crazy, play whatever you want. Some of them want you to stick to the genre that they, you know, that they adhere to. But it's, you know, there's a kind of looseness and freedom that exists here that doesn't exist in a lot of other spaces. So there's generally some flexibility there.
And I'm going to turn to Tom because, Tom, I understand that, like your other story, it was not planned that Mel would say what she did in the documentary, but it just kind of worked out.
Yes, we had a long afternoon of interviewing DJs, and I was just packing up the lights, and then Mel came in after her work. She works in gardening, and she's like has her gardening outfit on, and we'll just interview her. We'll get the lights back up, and we'll make it work. And it was so beautiful what she said without any editing on my part. She spoke so much about what the station means to her, and it really became really the highlight for me, the emotional highlight of the film. And I'm really grateful for her with the way she spoke. And you know, one question for me making the film is, you know, what's the point of radio? I mean, what purpose does it serve? You can get 100 million songs on your phone right now. You can listen to like 1 million podcasts. Do we really need radio? And what I discovered is that what radio does that the algorithms don't do is that it is music by human beings who have passion about the music. You heard from Pablo and how he has a beautiful show that is filled with personality. And I think that is what listeners are drawn to WMBG, to get away from the algorithms and AI and connect with human beings.
Hmm. Mel, what would you like to add to that?
I mean, I think Tom makes an excellent point. When I walked in here, my fingers were dirty. You know, I probably had like dirty knees, and nobody judged me, you know. In fact, he unpacked what he already had packed up and was like, "You look like an interesting person, let's talk." And that kind of epitomizes what this place is to so many of us. It is a come as you are situation. Everybody's welcome here. In fact, everybody's encouraged to be a part of this community. We want everybody here, and I think that is a missing piece of the, you know, kind of society that we live in. And Tom's already kind of made this point, but ultimately we're all seeking connection, and this is a beautiful nexus for that.
Mel, thank you for calling in. Matt, go ahead.
Well, to Tom's point, that he just made, I get asked sometimes, how do you compete with, you know, Spotify and all these, and in what seems like bravado and exaggeration, I say, well, we crush them. I mean, they can't do what we do. They can't do the human things that Tom talked about, the community things that Tom talked about. I mean, we crush them. So, and that's a little bit of bravado, but it actually is true.
Mel, thank you so much for calling in. Mel Shapiro, a substitute DJ at WMPG. So many people calling in. We'll go to Kevin calling from Gorham. Hi, Kevin. Go ahead.
Hey, Jennifer. Thanks for having my call. I have a show on WBOR Brunswick, and it's a small station right in MGTOWS. And just wanted to plug the opportunity for anyone
Great.
Interested in the area.
And that's the Bowdoin College radio station. What kind of show do you have, Kevin?
Oh, it's called Moose on the Loose. It's very experimental. It's in the title. So.
Moose on the Loose. Okay. Is it experimental music, experimental conversation?
Pretty much experimental everything, from the music to the chatter. So. I just have a fun time each week. So.
Okay. Well, warning, radio's addictive. So good luck to you.
Thank you.
Kevin calling from Gorham. Let's see. We'll go to Henry calling from Belfast. Hi, Henry. Go ahead.
Good morning to all. I have a classical music program here on WBFY, Belfast, Maine's community radio station, 100 Mighty Watts. And I want to thank Vic Treadwell, who you spoke with earlier. He has been a very gracious and patient mentor of mine in the 8 seasons I've been on the air. And the thing I love about community radio is I can present the music the way I think it should be presented. I have a very distinctive view of the way classical music is presented and mispresented on most broadcast stations. I can appeal to the serious music lover and also the listener who wants to be a serious music lover. That classical music, Haydn and Brahms, are just as important as Shakespeare and Emily Dickinson and Walt Whitman to our culture. And
well, Henry, thank you for calling in. No, I know I appreciate you calling in and sharing your passion and knowledge, a little bit of your knowledge of classical music. And Anella, I want to say that when you hear from all of your DJs, there is equivalent passion for whatever genre that they care about.
Oh my gosh, yeah. I mean, I'm very lucky that I sit here every day and I get to meet all the DJs that come in throughout the day, which I think we've got about 140, 150 DJs on our roster here. And their passion and what I learn from them, you know, I think I'm knowledgeable about music and then I hear these DJs all super knowledgeable and telling their listeners all the certain dates and facts about music. It's really great.
Henry, thank you, and good luck with your program. Let's see, we'll go to Dakota, who's calling in from Alliance, Ohio. Is that right?
Yes, that is right. Hi, my name is Dakota. I am the music director at my local college radio station, WRMU, in Alliance, Ohio. And I wanted to call in and thank everyone who works at WERU, because WERU is my go-to station when I'm trying to find new music or music I haven't heard before to be on air. So I can't thank you guys enough.
Wow. Oh, Matt, did you know that?
I didn't, but that's great to know.
The power of the internet. That's wonderful. Dakota, how long have you worked at your local radio station?
I've been doing it on air for a year, and then I got promoted to music director a couple months ago.
Okay, and how did you find out about WERU in Blue Hill, Maine?
Whenever I'm traveling, I always go and search the local dial for radio stations I think are interesting, and WERU quickly became a favorite of mine.
Wow, so that means you were driving through Maine?
Yes, of course. I love Maine.
Well, Dakota, thank you so much for calling in and sharing that. Thank you for calling in from Ohio. We are going to take another quick break. What do you want to share about your community radio station? Our phone number, 1-800-399-3566. Our email address, talk@mainepublic.org. We'll be right back. Welcome back. This is Maine Calling. I'm Jennifer Rooks. What does it take to work at or run a community radio station? Joining me are Tom Bell, a filmmaker whose documentary about WMPG won the New England Emmy Award for documentary, and that can be found on the PBS app or on YouTube. Just search for the title of it, which is An Extraordinary Place. Also on our program today, Matt Murphy, retiring general manager at WERU, and Anella Linton, development director at WMPG. You can join our conversation. You still have time. You can send a brief email, talk@mainepublic.org, post on Facebook or Instagram, or call 1-800-399-3566. Okay, so I'm giggling, Matt, because somebody has sent, let me see if I can find this here. Yes, an email from Lynn. Of course we listen to community radio. My family loves WERU. Matt is not very often referred to as retiring Matt Murphy.
Oh, well, that's great. Yes, that's true. That's true. So I'm going to save the recording of this show. Hey, just real quick, I think what I'm hearing is, and which we all know, is that community radio is good for you in a lot of different ways. And like for local community, like an informed community is a strong community. A community that sings and dances and has art, that's a strong community. But what we just heard from, you know, when you get an out-of-state call, we're you know, good for the state of Maine. People are driving up 295 through Portland and they hear WMPG. They go back later. They download the app. They whatever. They're connected to Maine, or they're driving to Acadia and they drive by us. And they stay connected. They're interested in what's happening in Maine because of community radio for some people. And so we're good for everybody, even if we don't cover the whole state like, you know, the great Maine Public does.
We will go to this email from Pua. This is DJ Shax's number one fan, Pua from Cape Porpoise. Yes, shout out to DJ Shax, the cover boy of the film. His enthusiasm and social consciousness are unmatched. I never, ever miss his shows on Wednesday nights. And right as I was reading that email, Pua called in. So, Pua, what would you like to add to your email? Oh, she vanished. Okay. Oh, well, maybe nothing. Jane writes, I was at Pogo U when UMPG began and used to stay up every night for the lullabies as the station shut down for the night. Good memories. And then let's see here. Jeff on Facebook says, WERU, the best, a wide variety of music and talk. Great DJs. I can call in a request. I am so glad they exist. So that harkens back to my childhood when people often and regularly called in requests to radio. But now that is a space that community radio is primarily. I mean, I do think other radio stations do it some, but not like you do it, right, Anella?
That's right. Yeah, people can call in. We get a lot of callers. People love that human connection, like Tom was referring to earlier on. At one point, we tried to move our fundraiser to an online version of it only, but we found that even more people were phoning up to make their pledges and their donations. So people do love that community connection.
Right. Yeah. The more
Can I also just add, Matt, WERU? I just found out recently that they actually called it We Are You, and I'm very jealous of that tag, WERU. We Are You. It's a very good sentiment.
Yeah,
that's why you chose the call letters, right?
Well, yeah. Noel has a good story about him and some other folks looking through the possibilities, and that one jumped out. We Are You. Sure, of course. Mm.
And Jennifer, you mentioned earlier about a comment that you saw, UMPG. That was our old name before WMPG became legitimate. I think it was UMPG.
Just for yes. Okay, yeah. So I bet you're right. I bet you're right.
I didn't mean legitimate. It was just our first name.
I was wondering that as I read it. I was wondering if it was a typo. So I think you're right. On the line with us now is Mayim Feinberg, who is a college student who was a DJ at WMPG as a teenager and was involved with Blunt Youth Radio. Mayim, thanks for calling in.
Thank you so much.
Okay, for those people who haven't heard about Blunt Youth Radio, what is it?
It's a great program that's been around for, I think, more than 30 years. It's founded by Claire Holman, who's an amazing DJ. But it is a program that's free for students to come and learn how to DJ, make, write, and produce stories. It's mostly interview-based. Students pick different topics that they're interested in, find guests that they want to interview, and learn through doing that the process of making radio and making good conversation and talking about things that they care about.
All right. So you're not in high school anymore. Are you still involved in radio?
Yeah. I go to Wesleyan University in Connecticut, and I do radio there. And when I'm back here, I've been helping out with Blunt with some of my friends, and it's been super great. So I really like to keep being involved with radio. I think it's such an important part of my life.
Okay, so as a former college radio DJ myself, I have to ask you, is this going to be your career?
I don't think so. I'm hoping that it stays part of my life, but I'm studying environmental science at school.
All right. Well, Mayim, thank you so much for calling in. Mayim Feinberg, a student at Wesleyan University who worked with Blunt Youth Radio for years. Let's see. We'll go to Jay, who's calling from Deer Isle. Hi, Jay. Go ahead.
Hi. Good to be on the show here. As a current programmer on WERU, and for a short time, I was a board op at Maine Public Radio. I got to see both sides of that situation. But I just wanted to say what a joy it is to be able to do a radio show, a music show, and not have anybody tell me what to play. And a lot of people will ask me, well, what genre do you play? Well, the name of the show is The Rhythm Ranch, which would indicate, you know, cowboy and western and stuff. But I think for me, it's all about connecting the dots, and it's something that I've tried to perfect over 40 years of being on radio. I can go from Louis Armstrong to Frank Zappa in one show and try to make it make sense. So I really appreciate the ability to do that. But Matt, as long as you're there, maybe you could mention how community radio pays for itself and talk about the impact of the cuts on from the Corporation for Public Broadcasting. And I'll listen online. Thank you, everybody.
Matt? Sounds like somebody's doing my job for me. Go ahead.
Well, yeah, he's not even on the development committee. He's not even a fundraiser. So that's well, you know, well, we have a membership drive coming up August 1 through 8. And 80% of our funding comes from our listeners, our community, individuals making donations. Everyone who listens to public and community broadcasting knows about the Corporation Public Broadcasting being taken down by powerful forces. Our community really stepped up and has last year filled that void of 20% of our budget. So, yeah, the listener support and membership is so important. It's the bedrock of what we do in community radio.
Well, Matt, I think it's a really important point because I think Maine Public listeners know that it did affect NPR and PBS stations, but these cuts also affected community radio stations.
Yeah, absolutely. All around the country you know, definitely rural stations and tribal stations and places that don't have as much economic activity as, you know, big population areas. So it really it's a big challenge to compensate for those lost funds. But we're doing it thanks to our listeners.
Thanks for calling in, Jay. An email here from Lisa. WXNZ in Skowhegan, 90.7, is a long-standing radio station in Skowhegan that is housed in the former jail. Now Maine Grains, the Miller's Table, Happy Knits, and the radio station. It has been around for a while in different iterations in the tradition of ERU, WMPG, etc. Community radio at its finest. The French Hour began by the late Louise Savoy, became so popular that President Macron lauded her program in a wonderful letter regarding how well it spoke for our two countries. The motto is, art and music will set you free. So thank you for that email, Lisa. We'll go to Lynn calling from Portland. Hi, Lynn, go ahead.
Hi. So my husband and I are longtime listeners of WMPG and donate also during our pledge drive. So in 2006, we became sudden parents of 2 8-year-old twin girls who had to be removed from the care of their parents. And our community here did so much to integrate them into life in Portland. And one of the things that happened was Deidre Nice, a longtime DJ at MPG, New Year's Day on 2007, she said, you know what, I'm here, I've got the shift today. My nephew, who's 9, is here. Why don't you bring the girls in and we'll just play music? And so we have this wonderful memory and video of them just so scared, but, you know, participating, being interviewed by Deidre, choosing music to send out to, you know, family all over the country. And it was just such a lovely experience, and, you know, that would never have happened in commercial radio.
Lynn, thank you for sharing that. Lynn calling in from Portland. Anella, I mentioned at the beginning that many community radio stations have a college connection, and we heard from a student at Bowdoin who is at their college radio station. But USM even though it's the home to WMPG, many of the DJs and hosts are not students there. Are some of them students?
Yeah, we've got about, you know, it depends on the time of year. Right now we have, you know, definitely maybe about 10 to 12 students here during the semester. We have about 20% of our programming is by students. So we've really increased that over the years. WMPG was founded by a student over in Gorham, Howard Allen, back in 1971. And somebody at USM had the leadership there had the bright idea to make it a legitimate station. And which you'll find out in the film, you know, there's this great story. When I was, you know, training to be a volunteer, somebody told me WMPG was built with an antenna, a window, and parts of a washing machine. And spoiler alert, that's actually true. So, you know, students come over here, they do work study here, we have interns here, so they're getting this real world experience here at WMPG. They practice audio production, they learn recording, operating equipment, live broadcasts, podcasts, journalism, and, you know, with me, they get on, you know, hands-on experience in marketing and fundraising, all of that. They create website content, they design promotional materials. So they're getting this real world experience that they can put on their resume to take with them when they graduate. And when they graduate from here, it's really bittersweet for us because we know that we've given them this great opportunity here, and then they're leaving us on to their pastures new. But it's really nice for us to see students come back either as donors and supporters of WMPG, or we see them at events here and there, and some of them stick around and keep the radio show that they have.
We'll go to Henry, who's calling from the Florida Keys. Hi, Henry. Go ahead.
Hi, Jennifer. Yeah, I just want to make a point. I'm a longtime loyal listener of WERU. I lived in the area for 30 years. Now I travel a fair amount. I'm retired, and I find that community now could be extended, of course, from wherever you are, not just folks like me that might have lived there, but maybe summer people who listen to the station when they're not in the main area. And it's just been tremendously grounding for me. I touched base with Matt, and I've been listening to Jay for many years, and I'll be putting in my donation in August. It's just been, it expands, you know, you it's always with you when you travel. That's a great feeling.
Well, thank you for calling in, Henry. We'll go to Cornish and Paul. Hi, Paul. Go ahead.
Hi. Thanks for taking my call. A longtime WMPG listener and contributor. And I just wanted to say real quickly that in order to really appreciate WMPG for what it is and all the things that it is and all the people that contribute to that, is you just need to, like, go somewhere else. Like, drift off, go west, go south, whatever. And, you know, you're just basically going to be hitting a scan button on your radio forever, trying to find anything remotely close to what WMPG is. And if I spend any long time away from home, I'm grateful that they have, you know, the internet access for it. But before that, it was like you'd be crying because just wanting to get home and listen to WMPG. You know what I'm saying?
Thank you. Paul, you have put a smile on Anella's face. Thank you for calling in. We'll go now to Cornville and Tom. Hi, Tom. Go ahead.
Hi. I just wanted to let you know that WXNZ Huskow Radio is in here in Skowhegan. It's been going for 11 years. We've got 20 volunteers. And when you tune in, you can hear anywhere from Frank Sinatra to Frank Zappa.
That's wonderful. And lots of people will be sampling that when they come up to Skowhegan next weekend for the big Maine Grains Conference. Tom, thank you for calling in. Let's see. We'll try to squeeze in one more call. Go to Lottie in Penobscot. Lottie, if you could be quick, that'd be great.
Just as a listener to WRU, I think, you know, 38 years ago, somebody needed to get a roof put on. A bunch of people showed up. Half of them were radio programmers, you know, just everyday people. A few years ago, a neighbor of mine died. We were trying to get his hay in. We called the radio station. People showed up right away. Mm. We got his hay in.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's moving.
Community.
Yep. Yeah. That's a good example of community. Yeah, thank you, Lottie. I'm so glad I was able to squeeze you in. You are the last call for the hour, though. Thank you all that called in. And thank you to our guest today, Anella Linton, WMPG's Development Director, Matt Murphy, WERU's longtime general manager, and Tom Bell, the journalist and filmmaker who made the film An Extraordinary Place, which you can stream at PBS Online. Today's sound engineer, Jane Donahue. Maine Calling is produced by Jonathan Smith and Cindy Hahn. Tomorrow on the program, we check in on the ever-changing political scene in Maine, including the process to select a Democratic nominee for U.S. Senate. I'm Jennifer Rooks, and you have been listening to Maine Calling on Maine Public Radio.